welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I'm very excited. I found this woman on a Union of the Unwanted a few weeks ago, and I was totally blown away, not just by her her wisdom and her understanding of so many of the different things that are happening to society and humanity right now, but also her knowledge and her solution-oriented ideas about how to make it through this without really falling prey to what I believe is a war on our psychology, on our hearts, on our minds, and on our health. I'm very excited to welcome Celeste Solem from the Celestial Report. And she's a new guest here that I am super excited to introduce to you. So thank you for joining me, Celeste.
It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so excited. We watched your Wacka Brain series, which we'll get into in a second. And I would love some of the solutions you had because they're so simple, yet nobody's thinking really about solutions, it seems. You are, thank God. But first and foremost, can you tell my audience a little bit about how you ended up here, how you ended up being somebody that people are looking to for answers during this very confusing time?
So my dad worked, sorry about that, allergy season.
I know.
So my dad worked for Naval Intelligence. And so he sat me on his lap and I was 5 years old. And he said, this is going to happen on your watch, a genocide to meet all genocides. Yeah. And so I just, because of all the guests that came to our home, I knew he was very serious. So I spent my whole life collecting skill sets that would get me through this time. And I got my house in order so that I could, at this time, help other people get their houses in order. So that's kind of, I started out in medicine and pediatrics, did a stint in dentistry, then went, then went to environmental medicine, right, and then did a hard left into FEMA and Homeland Security. I did know, and my job was to, one, help people during a crisis, because at that time you could offer solutions. But it was not the way that it is as much now, or, you know, post 9/11.
Right.
And then the time came that they asked me to do something I could not do. I left the agencies within 48 hours. I went dark. And that only lasted about 6 months. You can't keep a news person out. I've been a photojournalist since I was a teenager, like published. So, you know, I just couldn't stand it. So I had remarried, and I asked my husband, and he gave me his blessing for that. And then he was killed 7 years ago. And we had an organic farm in Montana. And then last year on April Fool's Day, my landlady called me up and she got gold real estate fever and sold the cabin that David and I had lived in for 15 years for $52 million.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I had 60 days to pack up a 3,000 square foot home. And I tried to find something in Montana. I couldn't, because it was going up in the millions by the second. And so next best thing, North Dakota. I'm used to harsh weather. So here I am. And I've reinstated. I'm busy. I've got very sore muscles right now. So if I wince, it's because of pain due to, it's a happy pain of putting in gardens and raised beds and making it like the Garden of Eden here in North Dakota. So,
right. Well, that's what you do also. We'll talk about some of the other stuff, but you also, you've been ahead of the curve in doing your own gardening and different kind of prep stuff and going back to nature. So important right now to go back to nature. And on the program I was on with you, you were really talking about that. If people just started going back to nature, getting out there, they would realize that the solutions are within them.
Yeah, I go to some very dark places to get the news out. And how do I keep grounded? And how do I have a smile on my face? It's because I get out my garden and I do plant food, not only for my health, but for the soul. Yeah. And so it's beautiful and it's nutritious. And it's just, as a matter of fact, just before we came on, I was sitting out on my deck for a few minutes and bumblebees were flying in between the flowers. And I munched on a little piece of chard And it's just, you know, the flavor, when you go out to your garden, you pick it and you put it in your mouth. I mean, there's no shelf life, rotten stuff, moldy stuff or whatever. It's just fresh and good and nutritious. So
yeah, and we all got to get back to that, because the whole technology revolution, everything that the transhumanism, everything they're trying to do. So you came out and you were at first a whistleblower in terms of a lot of the stuff that is going on with the environment and other things that are happening. So I want to talk a little bit about your series, Whack-A-Brain, and what led you to do that series and your findings, because they're really interesting. And I think too many people think that it's either, first of all, I think a lot of people don't want to think about it. And then too many people are kind of waiting for, I don't know what, till they start actually taking action in their own lives. So if you could talk a little bit about where you stumbled upon that and why you created that series and your findings.
Okay, so of course, everybody was concerned about 5G coming,
right?
And the electromagnetic pollution in around the world. And working in environmental medicine in the 90s, we were treating people already that were electromagnetically sensitive. And so, I mean, they would have everything from mild to they really couldn't be in the house with any type of electronics, limited wiring, that type of thing. So I was already way ahead of the curve on that. So then everybody's heard about Havana syndrome.
Right.
So for those that didn't, a few diplomats down in Havana, Cuba were hit with something, and they had some physical symptoms. They at first thought it was psychological. They said, it's all in your head. And nobody really heard a lot about Havana syndrome. What people didn't know is that they spirited away these individuals to the University of Miami, where the military and the government started to run a lot of tests on them and to see the damage. They came to discover that it was not just psychological, but there were actual physiological changes that happened to a lot of the structures in the brain and the body. Actually, it can go, direct energy weapons can go into any orifice in the body.
Right.
So, but they kept it very secret. And why did they keep it secret? They kept it secret because they wanted to get a set of diagnostics and tests, which are basically like the equipment that you would see at an eye doctor. And they can classify if you have been, let's say you have a brain injury from a car accident, you are a targeted individual, you have a traumatic brain injury from, let's say, war or a violent car accident, or there's another classification called the worried well. So they actually can determine with 90% accuracy which one you fit in, which classification you fit in, which that is, there was a reason that they wanted that, those diagnostics. They are portable. They can be anywhere. They can be in any emergency room. They can be out in the field deployed. But what they did, they knew what was coming, is this huge surge in a direct energy weapons. And they have actually given the elite, have given the global go, right, to do a direct energy weapon against every man, woman, and child around the world in a global experiment. Now you say, oh, Celeste, that's crazy, but if you, for those of you that do follow a tiny bit of mainstream, 60 Minutes recently did two segments, one on adults, young, like 40-ish people that worked at the White House and different ones. So, but they also did one on the children of government or military that were hit by direct energy weapons. And so this really is real.
Right.
And they really are planning this. And so it is incumbent on all of us, since we know that it's coming, what can we do about it? Right. Now, the information has been sparse, but it is coming out. And there's even a recent thing. I think I should give you the easy solutions first, rather than the one that I would not choose. So there's things that you can do. Like, so when the scientists were playing around with direct energy weapons, you know, they were aiming at each other and stuff.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see, okay, what would put up a barrier? Copper, fine copper mesh. They said specifically on the temples.
Oh, because wow.
Their favorite way to access your brain is through your ears. It doesn't have to be. It can be through your nose or your mouth, but the favorite is the ears.
That's interesting about copper, because if you look at, because I do a little bit on the international financial stuff, copper is off the charts in terms of, people don't know that the copper market is out of control. It's probably because the people of the world that are the puppet masters know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you're going to try this, so if they put a 2-inch square on each temple, but it must be grounded. So you can't just be sticking a copper mesh to your temples
right.
and expect to be, you know,
protected. Yeah.
Protected. Yeah. There's also copper paint. So, you know, that has little particles in it. And for instance, I've had a couple of direct energy weapons attacks on myself. And what I could do is paint my ceiling, because they come from above and they can lock you in. Let's see, I think it was in the 70s, most of our brains were patented. Our brains were patented. Unbelievable. I published that. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, explain that. I read that, but you just explain how this happened. It's unbelievable. So,
well, they knew this time would come where they were going to track and trace everybody.
Right.
And so they just, through various imaging, every time you get imaging for anything, plus then there's the military imaging,
right,
like from drones and satellites and different things, they just collected and put them in the quantum computer.
Yeah. And I remember Obama had his big brain initiative and, mm-hmm. and all of that. And everyone's, oh, they're going to cure schizophrenia and this and that. And I'm thinking, we don't know what they're doing, you know? And then you find out that on the military level, because I've done shows on like Mind Wars and Aquino and things. This, like you're saying, was a long-term plan. And we are at the precipice of really all the stuff that you've been talking about for all this time.
So basically this, people wonder, when did this all start? So basically, like you often talk about, like after World War II, an Operation Paperclip, we imported right. The Nazi scientists, and they went into all fields. It wasn't just rockets. They went into food. They went into everything. And so now we are seeing the fruit of these weird experiments that yes. have just continued.
Yeah.
And this is an evolution. Most of these are Darwinists. They believe in directed evolution, which means they're going to steer evolution at the speed and the direction that they want it to go. Hence the SARS-CoV-2,
right.
which was a new life form. They knew that this was happening. So under the old system, there was a classification of life from the Linnaeus. That was from ancient times. So for 10 years, they worked on this new system because they knew that there was going to be hybrids, synthetic beings, angels, demons, new creations of life everywhere. And so they wanted to make room in the organizational chart. And so they passed this Philo code. And what was the first beta test? It was the SARS-CoV-2. And everybody, I got to say this, because everybody talks about Event 201. a year before event 201, there was something called Claydex. I covered Claydex. I said, they never name a exercise like that, you know, and I'm familiar with the exercises. And so I go, there's something more. And that's when I discovered the Philo code. And the Clade-X was this new classification of life and bringing in new life forms to Earth and you making know, us a new life form.
Well, all you have to do is listen to Noah Yuval Harari at the World Economic Forum, because he's telling everyone, not only did they do this and they already did it, but that they're that what you are saying is what they are planning. It's not, and this is, these are the bankers that are funding it. They are the same people that funded the Nazis and all the other stuff. It is a small group of mad, demonic, in my opinion, people that want to enslave all of humanity with all the stuff you talk about, the track and trace, the Internet of Things, you know, in putting whatever they did inside of us. Now, how does 5G fit in with what they, it seems at this point, if anyone really did the research or looked into what's going on, people were injected with something and it was speculated and it was called a conspiracy theory all along until certain people, you and a bunch of other people, started saying, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't new. Where are we in that? Because it looked like, at least before this new installed regime or whatever, whoever, I think they work for the globalist, anyone that's in our government. And I don't mean left or right or Republican or Democrat. I'm saying a lot of them are in on it, the military, DARPA. But what's the deal with 5G? And I keep hearing 5G, they're rolling it out as fast as they can, but they also want to go to 6G. I mean, is this must be terrible for humanity.
So the first thing people need to know is about nanoparticles. Like nanoparticles started being deployed. They were probably in the chemtrails. I don't really know when the first nanoparticles started becoming. I really should look that up. Or if I knew, I just forgot. I don't know. But anyway, what they do once they get into our body is they are a sensor. They can both receive and transmit information of what's going on inside of us, any part of it. And they change the magnetism of our body, and they also change the spin of our atoms. They change the spin of our atoms. So with 5G, they cannot manage all the sensors. Now I'm going to inject Y2K. Most people think Y2K was a dismal failure. It was not a dismal failure. So why was it not a dismal failure? Because back in the day, in the 90s, your computer couldn't talk to my computer, that couldn't talk to a government or a military computer. But what the whole purpose of Y2K was interoperability, so that all the computers could talk together, because they knew they were going to bring all these sensors on board, and they have to manage them. Well, 5G isn't strong enough. It's not a strong enough net. So that's why they're going to go. It's 5G is just like a bump in the road, like a speed bump. And then we're going to go immediately to 6G.
Right. And I'm seeing them at the World Economic Forum, at some of these other groups, or where they meet about transhumanism. And then the crazy part, well, it's not crazy because they are all part of the same club. They start talking about, you see Verizon already like promoting 6G, and you know, they sell it like it's so exciting. And it's okay, because you talk a little bit also, well, a lot about mind control and that level of mind control. There is I live in New York City still, unfortunately, and I'm getting out soon, but I have to say there are still a lot of people. And the scary part is, you know, a lot of people like this, some of the smartest people, and I'm talking about, they have PhDs from Harvard, they work at the biggest banks, MBAs from, you know, Stanford, whatever. These are the people that are still completely brainwashed, in my experience, where I live. They are the people that before COVID I looked at and I thought, you know, they're very successful. They've, you know, they're the elite of New York are the most brainwashed. But what I am seeing is that these people are starting to really be convinced that this all is for good. I it's very bizarre because then I one of these specific people finds out that now they can give the injection to children 6 months to 5 years. She thinks it's so great. I mean, I've stopped talking to these people, but you know, you live in a building, whatever, but, and she's still wearing her mask, by the way. And I'm thinking, how are so many people still gone? And it has to be some kind, there's got to be a bigger explanation than they're dumb.
No, so actually the SARS-CoV-2 was designed in a lab. It had like seven different animals, seven different pathogens, some things that are unknown, and it had a has a payload. So it, I call it a nano synbio. So it's very, very small. That payload can be anything. It can be a virus. It can be a bacteria. It can be a parasite. It can be an explosive. It can be a toxin. All of these are beta tested. Wow. And so it, but the primary goal, the war of the 21st century is the mind, our brains. A lot of people believe that's the seat of our spirituality. And so that's what they're going for it. And so these little, the SARS-CoV-2 was designed to pass up our blood-brain barrier, go into our brain, and cause traumatic brain injury.
Right.
That is compounded because these nanoparticles get their orders from the frequencies. So that is why some families, the father would get one set of symptoms, the mother would get another symptoms, the children would get different symptoms. It's because of a different frequency was used on each one. The same with the vaccination. You're just compounding the problem when you take a vaccination, or I call it a weapon now. It's a gene editing weapon. I mean, it's not a vaccination. And what they do is they use the model for genetically modified foods. Now, genetically modified foods would get into your gut, mess your gut up. But what it did is it made your body a living pesticide. Just manufacturer would just continue to, even if you didn't eat the Big Mac 3 months later, your body was still making those pesticides. So they said, and they won, you know, the people tried to resist,
right?
But we did not prevail. And so they used that model. So in, for the SARS-CoV-2 vaccinations or weapon tools,
injections.
What they did is they call it a bioreactor. And so it just continues to make the spike protein over and over and over again. And then the combination of the nanoparticle platforms, like with hydrogel and that type, quantum dot, that type of technology, and then the spike protein and the frequencies basically makes it possible to remotely deliver any drug and any vaccine to any person at any time. You don't have to go to your doctor's office. They'll just send it to your way. It's pretty scary. It's pretty alarming.
It is. And I remember I'd early on done a lot of work a long time ago on Jeffrey Epstein and a lot of the science that he was working on. We know about Charles Lieber was arrested. He's fighting it, whatever. But I think this nanotechnology and a lot of that goes back to MIT and Harvard. And there's a bunch of other guys that were involved that Epstein was funding with Gates and other people, Church, Minsky, Novak, all these guys. A lot of them are involved in something called the Human Genome Project. Does that have something to do with all of this? Because these guys all apparently were if you connect the dots, a lot of these same people were involved in a lot of this different research that seems to all connect to where we are now and this 5G, this taking over of brains, you know, controlling people, you know, they're all transhumanism. They're all very, it's a small group of people what is that a human genome project? Is this all connected somehow?
Yeah, it could have been benevolent, but it really was not benevolent. Right. To find out, like I said, they are Darwinists, they are evolutionists. And so they wanted to change us and they did not want us to be human. And so the mandate has gone forth that we're not to be human anymore. And any way that they can do that, they are doing it. Right now, they have aerosolized hydrogels, so it's in the air. They're using it as a convenient on the war of microplastics. They're putting it as water filters. Right. So now the molecules are going into our water system. And as of last year, the World Economic Forum at the beginning of January a year ago said by the end of 2021, the platforms hydrogel or quantum dot will be in every single commercial food around the world, except for the stuff that you grow yourself.
Right. That's why when I was listening to you last time, I was like, because we're leaving here, but there are urban farming and you were talking about you can grow stuff in your house that, you know, they can't touch. But this is so scary because what you're talking about, you connected the whole like all the Epstein paid for people from MIT and Harvard. And then what you're talking about and 5G and all that Human Genome Project, the brain initiative from Obama. You know, and then they all connected the World Economic Forum and Davos and the World Health Organization. They're genetically modifying humans and nobody's giving the consent, but they don't seem to care. I mean, like where are we in the, you know, I mean, we obviously have a government that is totally captured and I guess in on this. Where are we as humans, as people that, you know, are God and believe in our inalienable rights and that, you know, we were endowed by our creator with things they can't take. Where are we and what can we do? What should we be doing to kind of, I guess it's every man has to figure out inside themselves what is their part they can play to resist this.
So it's a multi, like a binary weapon. So the first times that I was hearing about the preparation for the unveiling of the Havana syndrome details was that we have all been chemically dosed. We know that we've got the frequencies. We know not to touch the pharmaceuticals with the 10-foot pole. I mean, I cannot believe that people, on my Pathos deep dive, which was 18 modules, I went in to 60 of the 600 SARS-CoV tools.
Right.
And there was gorilla feces. They're putting.
These people are mad scientists. They're not human. Something is wrong. Very wrong.
Well, they're putting Neanderthal. Denisovian. So they're taking
DNA that they found somewhere. They're using
genetic material.
We're living in a movie. It's so crazy.
Well, and it's in your face. They put Snoop tags, dog tags, all this crazy stuff in this concoction, this witch's brew, you might as well say. And they're watching to see what happens.
And now that we're finding out because of other things happening that we America, DARPA and others in Qatar have been funding labs all over the world that they would never get away with doing in America. And I mean, we have to start looking at ourselves and being like, we the people are not the government and the military industrial complex and all of this. And find ways to not only tell people that this is real, but if you bring up Havana syndrome or you bring up, you know, the 5G or the EMFs, people have been so, I don't know if it's because they don't want to believe or don't want to think that our government, and whoever, military industrial complex, deep state, whatever they are, or, you know, I think it's international, people don't want to believe it. But this has been going, you've been following this for a very long time. We're all awake to it now, but at the same time, a lot of this technology, if used by good people, could be for good.
Yes, it could. It could, but it's not.
Right.
And so we just have to understand that. Did you hear about all those cattle that just dropped dead in Kansas?
Yeah, what's happening with that?
Okay, so
Then they said it was heat. I'm like, there's been heat around since the beginning of
planet Earth. It's not heat. It's not heat. So basically, so you know about the Plum Island Biological Warfare Center off of New York.
Yeah, some people might not know that, but because I'm in New York, I do know that. Yes. So tell my audience what that is.
Yeah, so things like the Montauk. The Lyme disease, they believe, originated there. They do all sorts of creepy experiments.
Right.
Well, by law, they had to do biological research off the continental United States. But guess what? DHS made a new facility in Manhattan, Kansas, called the National Bio and Agro Lab. And we have a BSL-4 bio lab right in the heart of America, in the heart of cattle country, in the heart of agriculture here. And
wow.
They have all sorts of things. Their first project to kick off, they're just launching it, was with a company called Scorpion Bio, and they made 144,000 liters of antitoxin for anthrax. That was the first. I will bet you those cattle died from anthrax.
Oh my God. So that's right there. See, here's the problem. These things are all over the place. And you know what they say a lot when they get questioned? They say that they create this stuff because somebody else might. And they need to come up with an antidote. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing, but I mean, that must infuriate you having watched this for all these years, because they pretend that they're doing it for good and that it's to protect us, and it's not. And people really need to wake up to this. But again, we the people are paying for this. And it's really, everyone needs to know and not be a part of it. But at this point, they are so advanced that we really have to just spread the knowledge. Do you think that the rest of these, we're supposed to just believe it's a coincidence that 29 food processing plants have gone down? Do you foresee, because you do talk about a lot of the growing your own stuff, what do you foresee ahead? Because I see them trying to make it as dystopian and untenable as possible while they try to pull this stuff off.
So I don't know if you saw my coverage. It was probably the last week or the third week in 2020, January. And I showed the spike protein at the World Economic Forum with COVID in the middle, and there were all these spikes. And each one of those spikes represented a change,
right,
a disruption that was going to come to the world. So that is operational right now. In the beginning, it was just COVID. Now it's all operation. 250 different levels of change, everything from the way we dress, to the way we eat, to the way we consume energy, to the way we travel, to the way we relax, what entertainment we watch,
right,
what rights do we have, what rights are they going to be giving to these hybrid and synthetic life forms. It's insane.
And they already have them. Because when I look, because I saw Bezos and Gates, Soros, they're all very invested in this GPT-3, GPT-4 technology. It's getting better and better to the point where, you know, it's like when I was younger, I thought like a Terminator was like a movie that would never happen. But now it's like in the first Terminator in Schwarzenegger in the 80s, he's like, oh, the guy explains he's a cyborg. He has external skin, but no human emotions. He's programmed. And people thought, I think that this exists already. I really do.
So actually, have you ever visited the site sanctuary.ai?
No.
Oh, you got to visit Sanctuary.
I think I've heard of it. I think Eric Schmidt invested in that maybe.
So Gordy Rose and Suzanne Gilbert are the CEOs of the company. It's up in Vancouver, British Columbia. And like, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they made these, they said they were making synthetic what they call synths, humans that look just like you and me.
Right.
Humans that look like us. Well, then once they got that project to a certain part, their website went dark. Right. And what I had heard, boots on the ground, they had gone underground and were mass producing these synthetic humans that look just like a human.
Right.
Then fast forward, I hadn't been there in quite some time. And I just went to go revisit sanctuary.ai. Now it is talking about, they show the robots that look like robots, like. And I think what they
I see what they're doing is
to get us accustomed. They'll do your laundry. They'll do the right. And but they don't. They didn't want it to make too human. Right. Although they're in their vision statement and their plans, it was always to replace humans.
Right.
And so that now and then, there's another scientific thing that I just saw last week. That they actually have human skin that they put on the synths, and they have artificial blood, artificial organs. And the last, the crowning glory of it all is they have mapped the human brain, and they are going to put these synths, a synthetic brain in them. And actually they have been programmed or whatever, however, to be more compassionate. And so as mankind becomes devolves into beasts, I mean, look at the way right. we meet each other.
I know
families can't get along. You can't, right. if you say something hi to somebody, they bark at you.
Yeah, and, totally.
You know, they might come up and
yeah.
if you, you know, if not.
You yeah, I mean, I'm in New York City. People are walking around angry. People are angry. I keep thinking where they all or confused. The people are not behaving because you see it where I am in your face. People are angry. There is a temperament that a change in humanity that is undeniable since this happened. And it's so scary what you're saying, but I firmly believe that these already exist.
They do.
And that we, because I saw Bezos also invested a lot in this technology. Bill Gates, all the same people that invested a lot in the COVID, you know, because it's all connected. But, you know, here's the other thing that I wonder, and you have to come back. I think you're so fascinating. I have a million other questions, but I want to ask you on the other level. There was a video once, I'm sure you saw it, where it was a guy from the CIA. I think he was a whistleblower not that long ago, but it's gone from the internet, of course. And he was talking about that one of the main goals for these people was they had to remove the God gene, or this could not have. And you hear Harari, he says, God is dead. There is no God. We are God. You know, you hear Klaus Schwab opens the World Economic Forum saying the community, he's talking about them. Like when he's talking about the good of the community, sustainable, he means the 3,000 of them. But this guy in the CIA thing was saying that they've located the God gene. And which sounded bizarre at the time, but now I'm thinking, you know, they know a lot more than we think. And then this guy was talking about this DARPA document, and we talked about Operation Paperclip. But they said that one way that they needed to, and because you brought up before about the under the skin surveillance, I know that there's a video of David Rockefeller talking in 1994 that that was the goal. They would eventually surveil all humanity, control behavior and eugenics and all of that. But is this a, at the end of the day, it appears that our only hope right now is that God is in control, which is what I choose to believe, and that God is also a part of all the evil that's happening as well. This whole concept of removing the God gene, and that only if God is gone, can they achieve their real goals here. What are your thoughts on that?
I think in the Bible, in the very first sentence, it says, in the beginning, God, and it's never translated into English, but it's in the Hebrew.
Right.
It says et, and that means the beginning and the end, which is a name for Jesus Christ, and created the heavens and the earth. So right now, what we are seeing is a war to sit on the throne as creator God. and mankind and the satanic forces definitely want to sit on that. That's why they're breaking everything down to the molecular level and re-engineering it into something called the digital twin. It's a synthetic digital twin. But we have power as individuals, and we have the power to remain human. We can do loving acts of kindness. We can give a smile to somebody. If you're a musician, play something on the corner and just bring joy to people's heart and soothe their souls. In the Bible, when there was a king that was troubled, but when King David played the harp, he calmed down.
Right.
And if you're a baker, bake some cookies for your neighbor. How often does anybody do that anymore?
Right.
If somebody new comes into your building or your neighborhood,
right,
pretend you're the welcome wagon lady and, you know, bring them right, a goodie and say, or just say, welcome to our neighborhood. And I'm studying frequency, not only the bad, but the
right,
good.
The positive. Right.
Right. So this is so fascinating. So you can stand, let's say you're in the grocery store and somebody in front of you is in terrible health. I mean, they're like, maybe they're vaxxed, maybe they've got cancer. God only knows.
Right.
But you're vibrant and healthy and balanced. Your frequency will kickstart that person towards health. You don't have to even smile. You don't have to touch them. You don't have to anything, but just your presence, your frequency is going to kickstart that person towards health.
And wow.
That is so exciting.
That is exciting. Because that means that everyone can see, that's what you're saying. And that's why your series is so important. And I want everyone to go take a look at it, because if you understand that you can keep your frequency or your mood, because a lot of the stuff you're talking about, they're also going to program in fear and panic and depression and anger. Because I was reading something from even a long time ago, I think it was even in Africa during one of these awful, violent uprisings, where they were saying that the people became like savage animals. And it was like, it had something to do with the frequency and stuff, but we can protect that. We can fight that inside by keeping our own frequencies high and healthy. And I think that's very exciting. Like I said, a lot of this technology, if used by good people for good of humanity, could be amazing for us.
And it absolutely could. But we can't really trust the people in power right now, and the professionals, I'm sorry to say,
no,
there's
agree.
A lot of them that have lost their way.
Yeah.
So what we can do is just take charge of ourselves and say, I want to be a pure human and do whatever it takes.
Right.
I mean, do you think at my age, I really feel like being out there and working my muscles? I mean, it's a good hurt, but I'm hurting, you know, I know that the food, I will be rewarded, one, with lots of food. It makes me happy. It makes me joyful. I can then go to DARPA or wherever I have to go and get the news out and still
right.
present it. So many people go, you have such a serious message, but you look so at peace. And each one of you can have peace. And you know, the biggest key to preventing fear, and I don't, I mean, it could be the economy, it could be the politics, right. it could be the food, it could be the next pathogen, who knows, is love.
Right.
When you bring yourself up and just say, you know what, I'm not going to let this destroy me as a human. I'm not going to let it touch my mind.
Right.
I choose to not let it touch my mind. And it's not going to touch my body. And I'm just going to push back in my own realm.
Right.
You know, can I conquer the world? No. I mean, I've been in this for decades, and it is kind of, I've done everything from lobbying to just serving my country to, and I feel kind of like, well, you know, it comes down to just me now, you know,
right.
and a few people in alt media and people that follow us, because I don't know about the rest of humanity that just gets sucked in. One thing I do want to mention, because I think people really need to know, is that there's a new DARPA project called Ouija. And you do you remember HARP?
Yes. Okay, I know that when Biden came in, somebody called me that's up in Alaska and they're like, something is going on at HARP and it wasn't supposed to be. Yes.
So this is actually, they're going to put 6 satellites up in the sky, very low orbiting satellites. These are below the Starlinks and just above where airplanes fly. And they are going to put, you know, put frequency, witchcraft frequency, like spells. And we actually, the United States had aircraft that was first deployed to the Australian wildfires that actually used geomancy and something called spellbook to cast spells over the people and the land of Australia, and look at what happened afterwards. Shortly,
see, people would think that's crazy, except for I did a whole show on Colonel Aquino and the Mind Wars, and because he was also not only was he the head of psychological operations for the military, he was also the head of the Satanic Temple at the same time for 30 years, and created that Mind Wars thing, which is a lot of what you're talking about was in that document in the 60s. And I don't doubt that at all. My question is, how much longer are we going to allow DARPA and InQtel and all these people to do all this stuff that is so bad for humanity? I can't even believe that it's still going on, but it does appear that, you know, it's up to every individual to fight it on our front lines, because they've surpassed the need for weapons, real weapons, you know, and that's why you're so important. And I'm so happy I found you. People need to educate themselves. And I think the best thing that you said, and you said last time, is you can make a difference in also other people's lives around you, because the divisions between us that they've created them, they're artificial, for the divide and conquer, and to, you know, divert attention from them and from what's really going on is the biggest problem now. I feel like you said, with love and you're growing stuff or bring cookies to the neighbor. Too many people don't even know their neighbors. And I've been looking a lot into 1773 through 1778-9 into what happened and how they survived. It wasn't a huge group, but like Ben Franklin and other people, they'd go to like little counties and have people meet and have like little get-togethers with food and music and in nature and stuff. And that's really how a movement starts. So I think your biggest thing that you say, I've heard you say here and on your own show, is you as a human can do a lot more than you think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just have to keep our humanity. Right. And that's not easy these days. No. And, I mean, we have to literally put a wall, and we have to not trust people like doctors and nurses and or politicians, or, you know, we have to live in a fortified city, unfortunately, to keep being a human these days. Yeah. We are in a battle for the very sake of humanity right now.
Yeah. Well, can you tell my audience where they can find you? I highly recommend everyone that is watching is going to go follow you. But I highly recommend following her, not just because she has a lot of information that may be scary, but she always puts it on with a humanity still has a chance. And we still can do stuff. It's good, though, to actually know what's really happening. Her research is second to none. She goes through it like a college course, that at the end of it, you don't only get it, but you can go tell other people, which is most important. So can you tell my audience where they can find you?
So you can, people can support my work at celestialreport.com. I have a subscription base. And great. Then I do my articles at shepherdsheart.life. I do have a Rumble channel. It's Celeste Solum, one word. And I do have a Patreon a group, which is like Shepherd's Heart Farm.
Oh yeah. And we'll put all your links below, and you have information on everything. You have information on farming and nature, but you know, you really do have a long history of knowing a lot more about what's going on in terms of, the whole DARPA military complex, and you break stories faster than almost anyone out there right now. So thank you so much for your work and for your bravery and for your obvious love of humanity, God, and country. Thank you so much for being here.
It was my honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.